In my previous life as a restaurant manager, there was a practical joke we used to play on the new employees. Their last night of training was always on a Friday or Saturday, so they could experience what it was like to be full-on crazy busy. In the middle of the dinner rush, one of the managers would turn to the new employee and say, "I need you to go to the basement and get the chicken stretcher right away." Of course, there was no basement, and no such thing as a chicken stretcher. The new person, entrusted with this obviously very important task, would try to look like they knew what they were doing and start to hustle off. After their first few steps, we would stop them and say, "The basement is the other way," which just added to their confusion. After gamely trying for several minutes to find the basement door, they would eventually ask a veteran server or cook where it was. The answer was always the same. "Dude, were you even awake during orientation?" Then we would all start laughing, which was a great tension breaker during the rush, but at the expense of this poor rookie who was just trying to help out. I had worked in restaurants so many years that I had forgotten what it was like to be that new guy, that fish out of water. This all changed dramatically when we decided to buy a farm. My comfort zone disappeared, and nowhere was this more apparent than the tractor and feed store. When we decided to buy the farm, I was excited. The whole lifestyle appealed to me. Living off the land, growing our own food, the peace, the quiet, the harmonizing with nature. Part of me, however, was terrified. I knew nothing about how to actually be a farmer. I didn't know about soil, how to raise chickens, how to plow a field, or what to do with a spit cup in mixed company. But even more than that, I found the culture intimidating. This was an alien world I was about to enter, so I researched as much as I could. I read books on farming, I subscribed to Mother Earth News, I pored over articles on the internet, and I started drinking light domestic beer. After a few weeks, I was starting to feel a little bit better about things. It was time. I knew I had to buy some equipment. I didn't even own a push mower, so I decided to enter this mecca of the farm world and check out some prices. Most of the time, if I am making some sort of major purchase that I know little about, I believe in full disclosure to the salesperson. If I'm in, say, Lowe's to purchase a sink, I will often emotionally vomit and tell the salesperson, "I've never done this before. Is it hard? Are there any special tools? What parts do I need? Have you ever done this? Do you think I can do this? How do I do this?" This usually works out well, as I get all the information I need, and the worker feels good about themselves because they think they have helped a special needs customer. This, my wife in the books assured me, was not how it works in farm world. Farmers are naturally suspicious of new people moving in. They can be unsympathetic to greenhorns and downright mean to city folk who think they can just buy some land and that makes them a farmer, when many of the people around them have lived there for generations mastering their craft. Now, I would not exactly consider myself a city boy, but as I have never milked a cow, driven a tractor, or found Sarah Palin even remotely attractive, I knew I would have to look as uncitified as possible when I went to the store. I wore a beat-up t-shirt, cargo shorts, and a Dale Jr. baseball cap I picked up at the gas station on the way there. I got to the store, took a deep breath, and walked in. In my psyched-out, overthinking mind, I had imagined it would be like walking into an Old West saloon where everyone grows hushed and the music stops playing when the stranger walks in. It was more like walking into a Walmart, except everyone was skinnier and better dressed. A salesman wearing overalls walked by, and I whistled at one of the big John Deere tractors like it was a pretty girl. "She sure is a beaut," I said, knowing that a John Deere tractor is the Sofia Vergara of the farm world. "Yes, she is," he said, nodding in approval. "You interested?" I was in. This alien tribe had not recognized me as an outsider. "No, that's a little more than what I need." I'd memorized a list of needs so I could maybe sound like I knew what I was talking about. What I mainly need it for is some mowing, some tilling, some bush hogging, maybe be able to add a snowblade. As I was talking, the salesman glanced down at my feet. I looked down. Flip-flops. Idiot! No self-respecting farmer wears flip-flops. My cover was totally blown. I might as well have been wearing a Chorus Line sweatshirt and short shorts. My head fell. "Got anything you'd recommend?" He thought for a second. Plotting, I was sure. These are the words he said to me. "You may want to go with a two-wheel walk-behind like a BCS or a Gravely. They'll handle most of your needs. Of course, if you go that route, you lose your 3-point and your PTO, but you can always add a sulky." These are the words that I heard. "I need you to go to the basement and get the chicken stretcher right away." It turned out the man was actually giving me excellent advice. With my cover blown, I decided to go full disclosure. I told him I was about to buy a farm and really had no idea what I needed to get started. He turned out to be very understanding, knowledgeable, and not at all judgmental. He even gave me his card with the cell number on it. It was a great success. When I got home, I was all proud of how my trip had gone. I said to Tessa, way too smugly, I thought you said being open and honest and vulnerable didn't work with farmers. Well, it worked out just fine for me. What are you talking about? And why are you wearing that ridiculous hat? I told her all about my visit. She closed her eyes and sighed deeply. Okay, so the man you talked to was a... She waited for me to finish her sentence. A tractor guy. Whose job it is to... sell tractors. Which makes him a... salesman. Come on, Tessa. Stop talking to me like I just had a stroke. Yes, he's a salesman, but he's a tractor salesman. He was wearing overalls. She smiled a special smile when I said overalls, and she didn't say anything else. It was a warm and patient smile, but a smile I have learned to hate. I hate it because I know, whenever I see it, it is just about to dawn on me that I am an idiot.